News in brief at Press TV. Iran's president Hassan Rouhani has taken the oath of office in parliament. Iranian lawmakers and senior officials attended the swearing-in ceremony in the nation's capital, Tehran. The ceremony was attended by top officials from over 50 countries, including 11 presidents, 2 prime ministers, 7 parliament speakers, and 11 foreign ministers. Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, has made his first speech in parliament in his inauguration ceremony. Rouhani stressed that the only way for interaction with Iran is dialogue and confidence-building measures. He said the new government will try to establish mutual respect between Iran and other countries. Egypt's army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has met with several Islamic leaders in a bid to resolve the crisis sparked by the ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Sisi says that there are opportunities for a peaceful solution. Egypt has witnessed deadly violence following Morsi's ouster. Turkish police have fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse anti-government protesters who once again took to the streets of Istanbul. Several protesters were injured and dozens arrested in the rally. Clashes erupted as protesters tried to flock to Taksim Square, the epicenter of demonstrations that rocked Turkey in June. The Australian Prime Minister has announced September the 7th as the day of general elections. Kevin Rudd says he made the request at a meeting with the Governor General. Rudd's main rival is Conservative opposition leader Tony Abbott. Opinion polls suggested Rudd's Labour Party could lose the election to Abbott. At least 3 people have been killed after a small plane went down in South Carolina in the United States. The incident took place in Horry County in the city of Conway. U.S. police say the victims are a pilot and 2 passengers. The cause of the crash is being investigated. A driver has hit his car into a crowd of people walking along the Venice Beach in Los Angeles, killing at least 1 person and injuring a dozen others. According to witnesses, the driver appeared to be moving purposely and in control of the car. Hundreds of people gather in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, to protest against the government and former Premier Thaksin Shinawat. The protest targets a government-backed bill, which proposes an amnesty for those involved in political violence since the coup that toppled Thaksin nearly 7 years ago.